You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you. Burgers are best fresh from the grill. Well, more specifically, burgers with Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. It's so rich and creamy that it instantly makes any burger irresistible. And what backyard barbecue is complete without some potato salad? Not just any potato salad, of course. Potato salad highlights the rich, creamy goodness of Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. So if you want to take your barbecue season to the next level, stock up on Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. For great recipe ideas, visit Hellmann's.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's Wednesday, September 6th, 2023. Welcome to the NFL Fantasy Football Show. It's me, your man, MG Marcus Grant, joined by Michael F. Floria. We got specialists over there. Everybody give yourselves a round of applause. Welcome to a brand new season. One more sleep until we have actual NFL football. It will be the Lions and the Chiefs to kick things off. We got plenty to talk about on this one, but Floria, we have made it through the long, dark night of the offseason. It feels nice.
It does. We have actual football that we're going to be able to watch and break down, and obviously fantasy scores to pay attention to. I'm very excited.
Coming up on the show today, we are previewing TNF and the early Sunday games and giving you some last-minute waiver wire options for week one. But let's get started with a little bit of news, because there is some that we have to get to. The biggest news item from the last couple of days: Travis Kelce suffers a hyperextended knee during practice. His status right now for the kickoff game is up in the air. Doesn't look good, at least for week one and maybe a couple weeks out. But long term, I mean, look, a lot of people have already done their drafts. Maybe some people are still drafting. How worried are you long term about this Travis Kelce situation?
It's definitely concerning, I would say. I think he is still, when healthy, the clear-cut best tight end in all of football. But a knee injury is right before the season is never good for anyone, but he's about to be 34 in a month. Yeah. I think that maybe gets overlooked a little bit, but if he is healthy and out there again, there is no other tight end I would want more.
That's the thing. And I think for people who are still drafting, he will probably fall to the end of the first round, maybe early second round. I'm still comfortable drafting him there. He averaged 18.6 fantasy points per game last year. The next closest was George Kittle at 13.4. You're talking about a 5 point per game difference between the two of them. That is significant. So it's still worth the early second round pick, even if he misses the first couple weeks of the season. Meanwhile, in Indianapolis, we know Jonathan Taylor is not going to be available for at least the first four games of the season, as he is still on the PUP list. The Colts have said they are going to use running back by committee in his absence. everybody's talked about whether it's Zach Moss or Evan Hall. I think no one's really talked about Deion Jackson. He's been the forgotten man there. But if you are picking, who is the Indianapolis running back that you want to roster?
I think it's Zach Moss. But I say that, and my approach is kind of like, I'll take any of the three, but I just want one of the three. I don't want multiple of them. I'm not trying to play that game. Mike, I'm really concerned, though, about this just being a situation where none of them are fantasy relevant, because a hot hand makes it hard to predict week to week. Evan Hall, I know, is right now is like third, we would say, on the depth chart, but he looked really good in the spring. But we're going to see Deion and Evan Hall week one, and we're going to be like, okay, whoever's the lead there is the guy. And then Zach Moss is going to come and murk it all up. And then by the time we figure it out, Jonathan Taylor might be back.
I know that last year when Taylor was hurt near the end of the season, it was Zach Moss that got the majority of the work, with Deion Jackson sort of sprinkled in. Obviously, Evan Hall throws a wrinkle in this whole situation. I do love that everybody got fired up when they saw Evan Hall in pass protection. I'm like, that's great. It gets me zero fantasy points. And the worst possible thing ever was the Colts saying, we're going to ride the hot hand, because that gives us no indication. But I think I'm going to roll with Zach Moss, because he was the guy who got most of the work last year when Taylor was hurt. Last bit of news and more running back talk here. Robert Saleh, the head coach of the New York Jets, says they are, quote, going to be smart with reps for Breece Hall and Dalvin Cook in week one. Signing Dalvin Cook was sort of the worst case scenario if you were Breece Hall, or if you were a Breece Hall fantasy manager. How do you see this thing playing out over the next few weeks?
My thinking is still what it was from the moment they signed Dalvin Cook. I think that Dalvin Cook was brought in, one, because Aaron Rodgers wanted him, and two, because the Jets want to ease along Breece Hall. So I think Dalvin Cook will be the lead back early on. And then as Breece Hall gets more comfortable and more confident in that knee, as the season progresses, I think we'll see him even start to take over and be the lead back eventually. But it's very possible that this is just a situation that goes back and forth, because I know everyone wants to write off Dalvin Cook. I'm not one of those people. I think Dalvin Cook has a lot of good football left in him.
Of all of the big time free agent running backs that were available, Dalvin Cook was the one that I think had the most juice left. When you look at him versus Ezekiel Elliott, Leonard Fournette, Kareem Hunt, Dalvin Cook was the one that still had the most to offer. I think at the start of the year, this may be close to a 50-50 split between Breece Hall and Dalvin Cook. I think Hall, over the long term, is the better running back right now, as of this very moment. And I think by the time we get to the middle point of the season, I think that shifts to maybe a 65-35 advantage for Breece Hall. But right now, I think you're going to see a fairly even split. I also think this first game is going to be a lot more of the quarterbacks getting involved. So I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. So maybe we don't see either of those guys get the kind of workload that we would anticipate.
Are you starting either of them this week?
I could be talked into starting Breece Hall, but even then, it's a little bit shaky.
They're more like low-end RB2s, I would say.
Right.
More upside.
If I could flex them, I think that's what I would do. That would be the best option for me if I had that available to me. Let's get into what we're going to see, or at least what we believe we're going to see in week one. And we will start with the season kickoff game. It's the Detroit Lions at the Kansas City Chiefs. That gets going Thursday, 8:15 Eastern. You can see that game on the National Broadcasting Company. Obviously, Travis Kelce, the big story here is he's dealing with that hyperextension in his knee, and it does look very doubtful that he's going to play. Of course, we'll wait and see for sure. But if Travis Kelce can't go, which Chiefs pass catcher benefits the most? As if I don't know who you're going to say here.
I mean, if anyone has followed me for more than 12 hours, they know the answer for this. It is Kadarius Toney. I like your pick a lot as well, and I actually wrote about your pick as a start. But I think Kadarius Toney brings a lot of upside in this game. I know he might be on a snap count, but he was on a snap count basically all year with the Chiefs, and he was still getting targeted on 30% of the routes he ran, which means if he plays like 20 to 25 snaps, he could still flirt with 10 targets. And there's a history of good things happening when you let Kadarius Toney touch the football. The only thing that could stop Kadarius Toney, in my opinion, are his legs.
Kadarius Toney has been the thing holding back Kadarius Toney so far, the fact that he can't stay healthy. And that is the reason why I'm leaning with Sky Moore. And I will admit that I was sort of unsure about Sky Moore during the middle of the summer, but as we've gotten closer to the start of the season, I've started to buy in. I think when it comes to those two receivers, Toney and Moore, the Chiefs can be very creative in where they line them up and the things they can do for them. And the thought that Moore is going to be an every down wide receiver gets me a little bit more excited. I also do think, though, that it's going to be a little bit like last year. And Mahomes warned us last year he's going to spread the football around. So there could be some weeks where it's Tony, could be some weeks where it's Moore. We could see MVS. We could see Rashee Rice. I mean, go down the list. All of those guys could get involved at some point during the season. On the other side of the ball, everybody's excited about Jahmyr Gibbs, the rookie for Detroit, the running back there. More or less, over under, 74.5 total yards for Jahmyr Gibbs in his NFL regular season debut.
I'm going to say more. He could do that on one play. He is that explosive. I don't think he's going to do it on one play, but I think at the end of the day, we're going to see, even if it's like a 60-40 split, let's say, in the backfield work with Montgomery being on the heavier side, I'm of the mindset that Jahmyr Gibbs is going to be heavily involved as a pass catcher as well, whether that's out of the backfield or maybe lining up in the slot, moving around the field while Montgomery is in the backfield. So to me, the Lions keep saying all this stuff about how creative they want to be with Jahmyr Gibbs. I think it leads to a big day, and I'm hopeful that maybe he gets used near the goal line as well.
That would certainly be nice. I'm a little bit more skeptical in week one. I'm going to say less. And the reason is, it has nothing to do with his ability. It has to do with pass protection. I know I sort of mocked Evan Hall for the pass protection video that we saw during the preseason. But in a game where I think the Lions are going to have to throw the football a lot, I'm curious how much they trust him to protect Jared Goff when this pass rush is coming after him. I think that's what's going to keep Montgomery on the field. And I think just the fewer snaps, the fewer opportunities means that Gibbs is going to have a harder time getting to that number. I think over the long term, I think that's very doable for him on a week-to-week basis. I think in week one, it might be a little bit more difficult. So going to be a lot of fun to watch. I expect this is going to be one of the higher scoring games of the week. Same. I'm thinking a lot of fireworks in
Same.
This one.
Fun way to start the season.
Absolutely a fun way to start the season. We'll see if the Chiefs can back up their Super Bowl title or if they're going to finally restore the roar in Detroit. We are just getting started here. We have a full slate of games that we are going to preview across week one. We will get going with some of the early games coming up on Sunday. That's after a quick break here on the NFL Fantasy Football Show.
It's backyard barbecue season, so light up the charcoal or fire up the propane and throw some burgers on the grill. Some people like cheeseburgers, others like hamburgers, and people will argue about pickles until the cows come home. But there's one thing that needs no debate: Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. It's so rich and creamy that it instantly makes any burger irresistible. You add Hellmann's and boom, next level burgers, it's that easy. And then there's the side that every backyard burger cries out for, potato salad. Do you want to know the best secret ingredient? You've probably already guessed it, Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. There are two kinds of potato salad, deliciously irresistible, rich and creamy potato salad and potato salad made without Hellmann's. It's up to you what you want to serve. For great recipe ideas, visit Hellmann's.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Let's get going with our look at the Sunday slate, starting with the Carolina Panthers at the Atlanta Falcons, a matchup in the NFC South. And we've been talking a lot about the Falcons passing game, mostly in the sense that Marcus Mariota is no longer the starting quarterback and our hopes that it means something for some of their pass catchers. So when you look at this offense, what do you expect for the Dirty Birds through the air?
I think better things than last season, and I think they're going to have to throw the ball a whole lot more. Last season, it was just four games, but with Desmond Ridder, they were averaging 30.5 pass attempts per game compared to 24.5 with Marcus Mariota. So six more pass attempts over a course of a full season per game, that goes a long way. And in this game, I think you can start Drake London. I think you could start Kyle Pitts, who did have a big game against the Panthers last year, was targeted at least 8 times in each of the games they faced him. I just don't think it could get any worse than it was last season.
And I think that's the prevailing attitude when it comes to this offense, is that it can't get any worse than it was for Drake London and Kyle Pitts. We talk about target volume, target share a lot. I think when it comes to Atlanta, we also have to talk about quality of targets, because as you've mentioned plenty of times on the podcast, Kyle Pitts had the highest number of uncatchable targets of anybody across the league. And so the belief right now is that Desmond Ridder just has to be better than Mariota. Right now, his qualifications for us liking him and trusting him is that he's just not Marcus Mariota. And I don't think, you know, unless you're in a deep, deep 2QB or Superflex league, you're probably not starting Desmond Ridder, but you just need him to be a quality point guard, essentially, and just distribute the ball to the playmakers. And those playmakers are Drake London and Kyle Pitts. Over to the Houston Texans. They've got a brand new head coach in D'Amico Ryans. They've got a brand new, what they believe to be a franchise quarterback in C.J. Stroud. And they also have a really big test in week one.
Oh, yeah.
They go to Baltimore to take on the Ravens, who have really big expectations. We know there are guys in Baltimore that we are starting. We're starting Lamar Jackson. We are starting Mark Andrews, who, by the way, is back at practice after missing several days with an undisclosed injury. We are starting J.K. Dobbins. We may be considering Gus Edwards. Anybody else that you think about starting in this game besides those guys?
Damian Pierce, and that would be it. I would start the two starting running backs, Lamar and Andrews. The thing with the Ravens receivers is I like Zay Flowers the most. I can tell you with 0% confidence which one is going to be the go-to guy or the top target. And then the other thing is the Texans secondary was really strong last year. They did not allow a lot of fantasy production to receivers, but you can run all over them. So I think that's what the Ravens are going to do here, get a lead and just run all over them. And when it comes to the Texans, like, yeah, I like Nico Collins, but it's kind of a situation where I want to see it first before I start him over someone that I drafted higher than him.
If you're talking about a Texans pass catcher, it really is throw a dart and sort of hope. I think it's Nico Collins and hope for the best. You could convince me to maybe start Dalton Schultz just because Houston's going to have to throw the ball late to try and stay in this game. I feel like that's how it's going to go. I would take a swing at Zay Flowers. I will admit I have been sucked into the hype seeing him during the preseason, reading all the clips about him and how everybody feels about him in Baltimore, even seeing people say that he could end up being the number one receiver there by the end of the season. I will admit week one against, as you mentioned, a Texans defense that was awful against the run last year, it could be sort of faulty logic here in week one, but I am buying into the hype and thinking that he and Lamar Jackson are going to start the beginnings of what could be a very beautiful fantasy relationship. So I would give him a shot. Would you start Gus Edwards in this one?
I would not. I think right now I mean, he deeper league, I think he's in play, but like in a regular 12 team league, I feel like I probably have better options.
I would probably wait on Gus Edwards. Wait and see. We'll see what happens this week against Houston. The Cincinnati Bengals travel to Cleveland to take on the Browns, not just an AFC North matchup, but a big time rivalry between two franchises that actually share a lot of history, but don't really like each other all that much. Deshaun Watson last year was, let's be honest, pretty terrible when he took over as the starting quarterback for the Browns last year. There are much higher expectations for he and the rest of the Browns offense in 2023. With those expectations, does that come a starting spot? Would Deshaun Watson be in your starting lineup in week one?
No, I am sitting Deshaun Watson. I was trying to think of what the chili is that they have in Ohio.
The Skyline Chili.
Yeah, is that why these teams don't like each other? Like the Bengals on that
side? I don't know, because that chili's not good, so they
have
that in common.
It sounds pretty bad. but I'm getting away from Deshaun Watson. I know I've been saying all summer that if he can look like the Watson of old, this Browns offense could ascend, and I'm not really putting too much stock in the final six games of last year. All of that being said, I want to see Deshaun Watson do it. Plus, Lou Anarumo, I don't know what he has to do to get a head coaching job. Apparently, shutting down Josh Allen isn't enough. The year before, shutting down Patrick Mahomes isn't enough. This guy makes life harder on quarterbacks than anyone, so I would get away from Deshaun.
I actually might give him a shot this week just because I think this is going to be a high-scoring game, and I think we'll see a lot of Watson throwing the football. Long-term, I do like him. I think the matchup, as you mentioned, against that Bengals defense is not the most favorable one, but I think volume sort of wins the day here. And a thing that I don't think we've talked about enough with Watson, when it comes to running with the football, we're not going to confuse him with Lamar Jackson or Jalen Hurts or Justin Fields, but he does run enough. He can do enough with his legs that gets you those hidden fantasy points there. He has a little bit of Konami code, maybe not full on, but a little bit of enough of it to give you confidence, to give you some extra fantasy points, and that's sort of the thing we want out of a starting quarterback. So he's sort of on the bottom end of this week's QB1s for me, but I think he slides in to that top 12 there. Jaguars at the Colts. The Jaguars have a lot of expectations. A lot of people believe that they can win the AFC South this year. Meanwhile, the Colts, not fully rebuilding, but they are breaking in a new starting quarterback with Anthony Richardson, and they're going into this game without their star running back and Jonathan Taylor. Are you starting Anthony Richardson? And are you starting any other Colts besides Anthony Richardson?
I am starting Anthony Richardson in numerous leagues. Now, I'm not telling you to start him over one of your stud quarterbacks or anything like that. But if you paired him with, like, I like him more than Deshaun personally. I like him more than, like, Danny Dimes this week. So I am starting Anthony Richardson, and it's because of what he's going to give you with his legs. He could easily be the Colts' leading rusher. He could be their goal line runner. In fact, I expect him to do both of those things. But that's where I draw the line. Like, the hot hand approach at running back, I'm staying far away from that. Even Michael Pittman Jr., like, I know he was drafted as, like, a wide receiver three. But Richardson could throw for 200 yards or less, and that's just such a hard environment for a receiver to put up numbers.
It's been hard for me to even draft any Colts wide receivers for that very reason right there. As much as I love Michael Pittman as a player, I couldn't really draft him, and I definitely can't start him. I'm not really comfortable starting Richardson this week, and it's because in leagues where I drafted Richardson, I also backed that up with another quarterback that I feel a little bit more confident in week to week. So I would back that up with, say, a Geno Smith, maybe a Jared Goff, a Tua Tagovailoa, just somebody that I know will give me a more stable floor week to week, because I didn't know that I was going to be comfortable starting Richardson in week one. And here we are in week one, and I'm not comfortable starting Anthony Richardson. So whoever that second quarterback is that I drafted as an insurance policy, that's the guy I'm probably going with to start the season over the Indianapolis rookie. But I will be watching very closely because
I get it.
I have expectations. I have hope. I'm excited about it. I'm just scared.
It makes total sense. I don't want to start him.
Don't want to start him in week one. The NFL is back, and NFL Fantasy is back. You can scan this QR code right now, download the NFL Fantasy app, sign up and draft to be entered to win two tickets to Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends October 19th. For rules and details, visit NFL.com/fantasysweeps2023. We are going to take a quick pause. When we come back, we are going to scour the waiver wire because, yeah, you may need help in week one. We'll talk about that. More game previews next on the NFL Fantasy Football Show.
It's backyard barbecue season, so light up the charcoal or fire up the propane and throw some burgers on the grill. Some people like cheeseburgers, others like hamburgers, and people will argue about pickles until the cows come home. But there's one thing that needs no debate: Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. It's so rich and creamy that it instantly makes any burger irresistible. You add Hellmann's and boom, next level burgers, it's that easy. And then there's the side that every backyard burger cries out for, potato salad. Do you want to know the best secret ingredient? You've probably already guessed it, Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. There are two kinds of potato salad, deliciously irresistible, rich and creamy potato salad and potato salad made without Hellmann's. It's up to you what you want to serve. For great recipe ideas, visit Hellmann's.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Let's get to some of the top waiver wire targets. Yes, even for week one. Who do you like, Florio?
Brock Purdy because you get all the 49ers offense baked into his. Sam Howell, I think, is a sleeper because he can run. The Colts running backs, take your pick on which one you like more. Just get one of them on your roster. Jaylen Warren is someone, the Pittsburgh Steelers running back, that I like a lot. Devon Achane, Tyler Allgeier, Tank Bigsby, Kenneth Gainwell, Ty Chandler, Gus Edwards, all running backs. If the starter gets hurt, they could see a huge uptick in volume. And then some pass catchers. I like Elijah Moore a whole lot here. I think he should be rostered a lot higher. Jalen Hyatt is a breakout candidate. I like Puka Nacua, especially if Cooper Kupp is out. That's why I like Van Jefferson as well. Jonathan Mingo might be the Panthers wide receiver one. Rashid Shaheed, Jaden Reed also brings some upside, and then some tight ends. Sam Laporta needs to be rostered in more leagues. Please pick him up. Same thing with Juwan Johnson and Chig Okonkwo, I think, is a good waiver wire option, maybe if you lost Travis Kelce.
I was shocked at how low rostered Sam Laporta was. I feel like we talked about him so much. Yeah. I thought everybody was on him. By the way, if you want more waiver wire talk, you can go check out Matt Okada's weekly column. It's NFL.com/waiver wire. Okada with some great picks and a lot of insight into why he made those choices. Let's get back to some more of the week one slate. The Titans at the Saints. A lot of changes in New Orleans with the offense. Maybe the biggest one, the return of Michael Thomas. Are we starting or sitting Can't Guard Mike this week?
This might be dirty because, like, it might be the only week all year you could start him. Who knows? But I think I'm going to sit Michael Thomas. Mm-hmm. I want to see this Saints offense play out a little bit. I'm all in on Olave this week. Thomas is in play as a flex guy, but if I don't know, I think I would go the opposite direction.
A little bit of a sneak peek into my weekly sleepers column. I think he's a sleeper. I think you can start him as a flex option. He's not going to be the Michael Thomas that catches 150 passes. It's just not going to happen. But against a secondary that really struggled last year in an offense that looks like it's going to be a little bit more efficient throwing the ball, I think this is a week that you can give him a shot. Maybe not every week, but I think you can do it this week. Over to the 49ers and the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Niners, obviously, with Super Bowl aspirations. The Steelers trying to compete for a division title in the AFC North. Najee Harris has been sort of a lightning rod in fantasy drafts this offseason. Do you start him against a good Niner defense, or do you go somewhere on the bench, possibly?
If you have a good option on your bench, like maybe Raheem Mostert, I would go in the other direction there. And look, I'm no Najee Harris fan, that's not a surprise, but this is all about the matchup for me. The Niners last year allowed the fewest fantasy points, yards, and touchdowns to running backs, but when you look at the numbers, in 17 games, running backs did not total 1,000 yards against them, and they scored just 6 touchdowns. So to me, especially with Harris potentially losing some snaps, I would get away.
I'm worried about him. I would say that it's hard to find somebody in week one that you could start over him. That's the problem. It's just because of where you drafted him. You're sort of expecting to start him this week, but I'm with you. The matchup scares me. Jaylen Warren makes me a little bit nervous because I think he's going to start to eat into Harris's opportunities there. We just keep saying it. He hasn't been efficient and the targets aren't going to be there. So I'm really, really worried about Najee Harris this week. The Arizona Cardinals at the Washington Commanders, two teams that are probably going in different directions. The Cardinals have very low expectations this year. The Commanders, new owner, new offensive coordinator, new starting quarterback. People are thinking that maybe they start to turn things around. Got a couple of guys in the backfield, though, with Antonio Gibson and Brian Robinson. Which guy do you trust more? And are you starting any Cardinal not named James Conner?
No to the Cardinals. I think it is James Conner or complete bust right now, and it looks like Josh Dobbs is going to be the starting quarterback there. For the running backs, I'm going to go with Antonio Gibson. Maybe Brian Robinson, I think, is a slight safer floor, but if I'm going with one of these backs, I'm going to go with the upside play there, and I think Gibson could be a better pass catcher. But in the preseason, these guys split everything almost down the middle, which makes it even tougher to predict.
Yeah, I think it's going to be tough to predict them. I like Gibson a little bit more, but I do think Robinson has a good week this week just because I think against that Cardinal front, they can run the football, and I think they're going to try to grind that out pretty effectively. So I do think that Brian Robinson has some opportunity, but because Gibson brings that pass-catching element, he's the guy that I think has a little bit of a higher ceiling. And no, I am not starting any other Cardinals besides James Robinson or besides James Conner. Maybe you could talk me into Marquise Brown as a third wide receiver or a flex in a deeper league, especially because it's Josh Dobbs. If it was Clayton Tune, I definitely don't think I'm starting a wide receiver. Maybe with Josh Dobbs, I could make that happen today.
It's rough.
It's rough. Absolutely rough. We also have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings were a playoff team last year, even if it ended badly for them in the playoffs. The Buccaneers, they're starting over after Tom Brady's second and presumably final retirement. Baker Mayfield, the starting quarterback in week one. Do we trust the Bucs offense in a post-Brady era?
I'm trusting the big two Bucs there in Chris Godwin and Mike Evans, because last year the Vikings gave up a bunch of production to wide receivers. I actually believe it was the most fantasy points in the league, or second most behind the Titans. But they allowed the most yards to receivers out wide. They were in the top five in the slot, which means a good thing for Evans and for Godwin. I think I'm avoiding even Rashad White I have as a sit this week, because I think the Bucs are going to be in catch-up mode against the Vikings.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the case. I do believe that Evans and Godwin can sort of win on volume. I will say that I also think that potentially you could get some deep sleeper value out of, say, a guy like Cade Otton at tight end. Again, because I think the Bucs are going to have to throw the football a lot to stay in this game. I just think there's going to be a lot of points scored between these two teams. The Vikings defense isn't particularly very good. The Buccaneers are going to have to throw to keep up. So yeah, I think that's going to be the case, but I am not excited about anybody in that Tampa Bay backfield at all this week, or probably this year as well.
Same.
That'll do it for this edition of the NFL Fantasy Football Show. Stay happy, safe, and healthy. Do good and live well. And we'll talk to you again real soon.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you. Burgers are best fresh from the grill. Well, more specifically, burgers with Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. It's so rich and creamy that it instantly makes any burger irresistible. And what backyard barbecue is complete without some potato salad? Not just any potato salad, of course. Potato salad highlights the rich, creamy goodness of Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. So if you want to take your barbecue season to the next level, stock up on Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. For great recipe ideas, visit Hellmann's.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.